The secret to talking with confidence in any situation. Confident communication isn't just about what you say, it's about how you say it, when you say it, and the energy you bring to every conversation. Whether you're addressing a boardroom full of executives, networking at a professional event, or having a difficult conversation with a colleague, the ability to speak with confidence can transform your personal and professional relationships. The secret lies not in eliminating nervousness entirely, but in developing a toolkit of strategies that help you project confidence even when you don't feel it internally. True confidence in communication starts with understanding that everyone, even the most seasoned speakers, experiences moments of uncertainty. The difference between confident communicators and others isn't the absence of doubt, it's the ability to move forward despite it. This foundational shift in perspective allows you to approach any conversation with curiosity rather than fear, opening doors to more authentic and impactful exchanges. Understanding the psychology behind confident speaking. The psychology of confident communication runs deeper than surface-level techniques. When we speak with confidence, we activate what researchers call the presence state, a mental and physical alignment that projects authority and authenticity. This state isn't something you're born with, it's a skill that can be developed through understanding how your mind and body work together during communication. One of the most powerful insights about confident speaking comes from recognizing that confidence is often perceived before it's felt. Your body language, vocal tone, and energy communicate confidence to others even before you've fully convinced yourself. This phenomenon, known as embodied confidence, means that by adopting confident behaviors, you can actually begin to feel more confident internally. Research in this field demonstrates that developing confident communication patterns creates a positive feedback loop that reinforces itself over time. The neuroscience behind confident communication also reveals that our brains are constantly scanning for social cues to determine safety and status. When you speak with confidence, you signal to others' brains that you are trustworthy and competent, which makes them more likely to listen, engage, and be influenced by your message. This biological reality means that confident communication isn't just about personal comfort, it's about creating the conditions for successful interaction. Mastering your voice and body language. Your voice is your primary tool for projecting confidence, and mastering its nuances can dramatically improve your communication effectiveness. Confident speakers understand that vocal delivery encompasses pace, volume, pitch, and clarity, each element working together to create a compelling presence. The key is finding your natural vocal range and learning to use it with intention rather than letting nervousness dictate your delivery. Breathing forms the foundation of confident vocal delivery. Shallow, rapid breathing not only increases anxiety but also creates a thin, weak voice that undermines your message. Deep diaphragmatic breathing, on the other hand, supports a strong, steady voice and helps regulate your nervous system. Professional speakers often use a technique called power breathing before important conversations, taking 3 deep breaths, holding each for 4 seconds, and exhaling slowly to center themselves. Body language accounts for a significant portion of your communicative impact, often conveying more than your actual words. Confident communicators understand that their posture, gestures, and facial expressions either support or undermine their verbal message. The classic power pose, standing tall with shoulders back and feet firmly planted, isn't just about looking confident, it actually triggers physiological changes that increase feelings of power and reduce stress hormones. Eye contact represents one of the most powerful tools in confident communication. Rather than avoiding eye contact or staring intensely, confident speakers learn to make natural, engaging eye contact that creates connection. The technique of looking at one person for a complete thought before shifting to another helps create the impression of personal connection even in larger groups. This approach, combined with open gestures and purposeful movement, creates a commanding presence that draws people in rather than pushing them away. Reclaiming your voice through preparation. Preparation is the secret weapon of confident communicators, but it goes beyond simply knowing your material. True preparation involves understanding your audience, anticipating challenges, and having contingency plans for different scenarios. This level of preparation creates a foundation of security that allows you to be flexible and responsive rather than rigid and scripted. The most effective preparation technique involves what communication experts call scenario planning, imagining different ways a conversation might unfold and preparing flexible responses for each possibility. This doesn't mean scripting every word, but rather developing comfort with key talking points and smooth transitions between topics. When you know you can navigate various directions a conversation might take, you naturally feel more confident engaging in it. Mental rehearsal plays a crucial role in building communication confidence. Visualization techniques used by professional athletes and performers can be adapted for business conversations. Spending 5 minutes before an important conversation visualizing yourself speaking clearly, handling questions smoothly, and achieving your desired outcome creates neural pathways that support confident performance. This approach to reclaiming your authentic voice has helped countless professionals overcome communication anxiety. Handling high-pressure situations. Confident communication becomes most valuable when the stakes are highest. Whether you're being put on the spot in a meeting, delivering unexpected news, or navigating a challenging negotiation, your ability to maintain composure and clarity under pressure sets you apart as a leader. The key is developing strategies that work when your normal calm is disrupted. One of the most effective techniques for high-pressure communication is the pause and breathe method. When faced with a difficult question or unexpected challenge, confident speakers give themselves permission to pause, take a breath, and collect their thoughts before responding. This brief moment serves multiple purposes. It allows you to center yourself, demonstrates thoughtfulness to your audience, and prevents reactive responses that might undermine your position. The ability to think clearly when pressure mounts is a skill that can be developed through practice. Understanding how effective leaders maintain clarity under stress reveals patterns that anyone can adopt. These leaders focus on core messages rather than getting lost in details, use simple language under stress rather than complex explanations, and maintain their authentic communication style even when challenged. Emergency preparation is another hallmark of confident communicators. This involves having ready responses for common challenging situations, difficult questions, hostile audiences, technical failures, or unexpected interruptions. By preparing for these scenarios in advance, you remove the element of surprise that often derails confidence. Professional speakers often develop what they call bridge phrases, smooth transitions that buy them time to think while keeping the conversation moving forward. The art of spontaneous confidence. While preparation is crucial, truly confident communicators also excel at spontaneous interaction. This ability to engage authentically in unplanned conversations often determines success in networking situations, impromptu meetings, and casual professional interactions. The secret lies in developing comfort with uncertainty and trust in your ability to navigate unknown conversational territory. Spontaneous confidence grows from a foundation of curiosity rather than performance. Instead of focusing on how you are being perceived, confident speakers focus on understanding others and finding genuine connection points. This shift from self-focus to other-focus naturally reduces anxiety while creating more engaging interactions. When you're genuinely interested in learning about someone else, conversations flow more naturally and your authentic personality shines through. The technique of yes, and borrowed from improvisational theater can transform your approach to spontaneous communication. Rather than feeling pressured to have perfect responses, you can build on what others say, creating collaborative rather than competitive conversations. This approach acknowledges others' contributions while adding your own perspective, creating a natural flow that feels confident and engaging. Resources on speaking confidently when put on the spot often emphasize these improvisational skills. Building conversational mastery. Confident communicators understand that great conversations are built, not stumbled upon. They develop skills in starting conversations, maintaining engagement, and gracefully transitioning between topics. This conversational mastery comes from understanding the rhythm and flow of human interaction rather than relying on rigid scripts or formulas. The foundation of conversational mastery lies in active listening, not just waiting for your turn to talk, but genuinely absorbing and responding to what others share. Confident speakers ask follow-up questions that show they've been listening, reflect back what they've heard to confirm understanding, and build on others' ideas in meaningful ways. This creates a collaborative atmosphere that encourages deeper, more productive conversations. Storytelling represents one of the most powerful tools in conversational mastery. Confident communicators develop a repertoire of relevant stories that illustrate their points, create emotional connections, and make abstract concepts concrete. These aren't elaborate tales but rather brief, relevant examples that bring ideas to life. The key is matching the story to the audience and situation, using narrative to support rather than overwhelm your main message. Transition skills separate good conversationalists from great ones. Confident speakers learn to move smoothly between topics, acknowledge when conversations need to shift direction, and gracefully conclude interactions when appropriate. They develop phrases that help navigate these transitions naturally, "that reminds me of something related," or "building on what you just said." These linguistic bridges help maintain natural conversation flow even when introducing new topics. Overcoming common communication obstacles. Even confident communicators face obstacles that can challenge their composure and effectiveness. The difference lies in their ability to recognize these challenges quickly and deploy appropriate strategies to maintain their communication effectiveness. Understanding common obstacles helps you prepare for them and respond with confidence when they arise. Fear of judgment represents one of the most common barriers to confident communication. This fear often manifests as overpreparation, seeking perfection, or avoiding challenging conversations altogether. Confident speakers learn to reframe judgment as feedback and imperfection as humanity. They understand that authentic communication often includes moments of vulnerability, which actually increases rather than decreases their credibility and likability. Imposter syndrome frequently undermines communication confidence, particularly in professional settings where expertise is expected. Confident communicators learn to distinguish between genuine knowledge gaps and unfounded self-doubt. They become comfortable saying, "I don't know, but I'll find out," and focus on contributing value through questions, insights, and collaborative thinking rather than trying to appear omniscient. Cultural and contextual differences can challenge even experienced communicators. Confident speakers develop cultural awareness and adaptability, adjusting their communication style to match different contexts while maintaining their authentic core. They learn to read social cues, respect different communication norms, and find common ground across diverse backgrounds. This adaptability comes from practice and genuine curiosity about different perspectives and approaches. Understanding techniques for easy conversation with anyone can significantly improve your adaptability across different social contexts. Leadership communication under pressure. Leadership roles often require communicating difficult messages, managing conflict, and maintaining team morale during challenging times. Confident leadership communication goes beyond personal comfort to encompass responsibility for others' understanding and emotional well-being. This expanded scope requires developing additional skills in empathy, clarity, and resilience. Delivering difficult news or making unpopular decisions tests every leader's communication skills. The key lies in balancing honesty with empathy, being clear about realities while acknowledging emotional impacts. Confident leaders prepare for these conversations by anticipating reactions, planning support resources, and focusing on next steps rather than dwelling on problems. They understand that effective communication of difficult decisions requires both courage and compassion. Conflict resolution represents another crucial leadership communication skill. Confident leaders approach conflict as problem-solving opportunities rather than personal attacks. They maintain calm demeanors, focus on behaviors rather than personalities, and guide discussions toward collaborative solutions. This requires emotional regulation skills and the ability to separate their own emotions from the need to facilitate productive dialogue. Team inspiration and motivation require confident leaders to connect individual contributions to larger purposes. This goes beyond cheerleading to include helping team members understand their value, see paths for growth, and feel supported during challenges. Confident leaders develop skills in recognition, feedback delivery, and vision communication that create environments where others feel empowered to communicate confidently as well. Developing your unique communication style. While learning from communication experts and successful speakers provides valuable insights, truly confident communication emerges from developing your unique authentic style. This means understanding your natural strengths, acknowledging areas for growth, and finding approaches that feel genuine rather than forced. Authenticity, more than perfection, creates lasting communication impact. Self-awareness forms the foundation of authentic communication development. This involves understanding your communication preferences, recognizing your stress responses, and identifying the conditions where you naturally feel most confident. Some people thrive in large group presentations while others excel in one-on-one conversations. Some are naturally animated while others are more reserved. Confident communicators work with their natural tendencies rather than against them. Continuous improvement in communication skills comes from deliberate practice and feedback seeking. Confident speakers actively seek opportunities to practice their skills, whether through formal presentations, volunteer speaking opportunities, or simply being more intentional in daily conversations. They also actively seek feedback from trusted colleagues, mentors, or coaches who can provide honest assessments and specific suggestions for improvement. The journey toward communication mastery involves embracing both successes and failures as learning opportunities. Confident speakers understand that growth comes from pushing beyond comfort zones while maintaining realistic expectations. They celebrate progress rather than demanding perfection and view challenging conversations as opportunities to strengthen their skills rather than threats to avoid. Practical daily applications. Confident communication isn't reserved for formal presentations or high-stakes meetings. It's most valuable in daily interactions that build relationships and create opportunities. Developing comfort with everyday confident communication creates a foundation that supports you in more challenging situations when they arise. Morning interactions set the tone for your entire day. Confident communicators approach routine interactions greeting colleagues, ordering coffee, making small talk in elevators as opportunities to practice their skills and create positive connections. These low-stakes interactions provide perfect practice grounds for maintaining good posture, making eye contact, and speaking clearly without pressure. Email and digital communication also benefit from confident communication principles. Clear, concise writing that addresses the recipient's needs while maintaining a professional tone reflects the same confidence as verbal communication. Confident digital communicators avoid excessive hedging language, "I think maybe we might consider," in favor of clear, direct statements that respect both their own and others' time. Networking and social professional interactions become more natural when approached with confident communication skills. Instead of focusing on what you can get from others, confident networkers focus on how they can contribute value, ask interesting questions, and create genuine connections. This shift from taking to giving naturally reduces anxiety and creates more meaningful professional relationships. Building long-term communication confidence. Sustainable communication confidence comes from consistent practice and gradual skill building rather than dramatic overnight transformation. This long-term approach creates lasting change that serves you throughout your career and personal life. The key is making communication skill development a regular part of your personal and professional growth plan. Regular practice opportunities are essential for maintaining and improving communication confidence. This might include joining professional associations where you can practice presentation skills, volunteering for speaking opportunities at work, or simply committing to being more active in meetings and discussions. The goal is creating consistent, low-pressure opportunities to use and refine your skills. Feedback and coaching accelerate communication development significantly. Whether through formal coaching, peer feedback groups, or mentorship relationships, external perspective helps identify blind spots and provides specific suggestions for improvement. Many professionals find that developing comprehensive communication skills through structured learning approaches creates faster progress than trying to improve through trial and error alone. Advanced skill development might include specialized training in areas like public speaking techniques, negotiation, or cross-cultural communication. As your basic confidence grows, these specialized skills can differentiate you professionally and open new opportunities for leadership and influence. Video practice has become an invaluable tool for developing communication confidence. Recording yourself delivering presentations or having conversations allows you to see yourself as others do, identify areas for improvement, and track progress over time. Many communication coaches recommend regular video practice as one of the most effective ways to develop self-awareness and improve delivery skills. Video resources on communication techniques can provide additional insights and techniques to incorporate into your practice routine. Conclusion. The benefits of confident communication extend far beyond individual conversations. Over time, consistent confident communication creates a professional reputation that opens doors, builds trust, and positions you as a leader others want to follow. This compound effect means that every conversation is an investment in your long-term success and influence. Professional opportunities often flow to those who can communicate their ideas clearly and confidently. Whether in job interviews, project presentations, or strategic discussions, your ability to articulate your thoughts with confidence directly impacts how others perceive your competence and potential. This perception, in turn, influences the opportunities offered to you and the trust placed in your judgment. Personal relationships also benefit significantly from confident communication skills. The ability to express your needs clearly, listen actively, and navigate difficult conversations strengthens all your relationships. Family members, friends, and colleagues respond positively to clear, honest communication that respects both your needs and theirs. Leadership development naturally follows from communication confidence. Organizations promote individuals who can inspire others, facilitate productive discussions, and represent the company effectively in various contexts. Your communication skills become a competitive advantage that distinguishes you from equally qualified colleagues who haven't developed these abilities. The ultimate secret to talking with confidence in any situation lies in understanding that confidence is a skill, not a personality trait. Through consistent practice, strategic preparation, and authentic self-expression, anyone can develop the ability to communicate with impact and influence. The journey requires patience and persistence, but the rewards professional success, stronger relationships, and personal fulfillment make the investment worthwhile. Every conversation becomes an opportunity to practice, improve, and demonstrate the confident communication skills that set successful professionals apart in today's competitive world.